This short story is brought to you by The Sonoverse. Written by author G. J. Shala. Voiced by G. J. Shala. The Doll of Evenrude Street.
There's something comforting about early November. Most people loathe it, but the last of the fallen leaves being swept away, carrying in the promise of snow, it's something I've always looked forward to. There's a certain hush that falls over everything, people and the land. Evening walks with my dog seem less invaded by passersby. Those last dried leaves crunch underfoot, and her collar jingles at a steady rhythm. As the sun begins to fade away, Pixie and I are on the last leg of our walk. We took a different way. New sights, new sounds for my inquisitive girl. Don't let her name fool you. She's a 75-pound Doberman with a pink, spike-studded collar. The late fall breeze caresses the back of my neck, and I take a deep breath in. This is what it's all about. The quiet. The stubborn oak trees clinging to their beloved leaves. The pale, painted sky. I squint at the tree line across the road. My eyesight isn't great. My glasses creak in protest as I move them to the bridge of my nose. Standing in the trees, not 20 feet from the road, is a figure. It almost looks like a woman. Pixie is on high alert at my side. Her pointed ears quiver, and her black eyes fixate on the woman. What the hell is she doing? I murmur aloud. The woman is rooted to the spot. Silence hangs in the air. No cars have gone by, and no souls have walked past. Gripping the leash tight, I start across the street. Why isn't she moving? I can't help but wonder.
Hey, are you all right?
I call out. On the curb closest to her, my heart catches in my throat. Something isn't right. She isn't right. Her long blonde hair is dangling down, hiding her face. Her shoulders are hunched in such a way that it seems like she wants to take a step forward. But she remains transfixed. Pixie whines next to me, breaking my gaze from the strange woman. I glance down at my dog, and she worms her way backward. Pixie. The dead leaves in front of us rapidly crunch, and I leap away from the curb. Watch it, loser. Two teen boys sneer at me as they walk on the grass. Did the doll scare you? One of them taunts. Doll? I echo. Did you think she was real? The boys cackle, strutting away. My cheeks flush red. The breeze blows the doll's long, blonde hair, encompassing her face. She's wearing a mucky, floor-length white nightgown. That's unsettling on its own. From 20 feet away, I can't tell how she's propped up, but I sure as hell don't want to find out. Have you seen that spooky thing on Evenrude Street? Spooky thing? My wife raises an eyebrow at me. No, I don't know that road either. I was raised several counties over, but my wife, Ash, was raised in the nearby city. Just 20 minutes away from this humdrum town is a bustling metropolis. We hoped for a quiet, peaceful life here. Someone put a doll in the woods. Creepy as hell. It looks real. Real. My wife states back to me. She's a family counselor, and she lives and breathes logic. The doll looks real, Ash repeats, and I nod. She shakes her head. Sounds like someone did a great job decorating for Halloween. But it's November. Why haven't they taken it down? She checked her phone. It's November 2nd, Reese. And? And maybe you shouldn't judge someone too harshly for procrastinating. You leave the Christmas tree up until February.